prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios, back from Orlando, Florida, Lake Mary, Florida, actually, where I attended the CCW Expo at the Gander Mountain Academy. The flagship operation down there was fantastic. If you were there, thank you very much. If not, we'll make sure you know to be at the next one, May 17th. Rob Pincus is in the studio with me. Rob, May 17th in Wichita, Kansas, right?
Wichita, Kansas. I think I'm planning on being there.
Ooh. You will be at that one. I will miss that one. It'll be the first one I've missed in about 2 years. So everybody can come out and meet Rob Pincus at Wichita, Kansas, Gander Mountain Academy. Look it up. We'll have more information on it online in just a little bit at armedamericanradio.com and Armed American Radio on Facebook. Make sure you head over and like us. Click the like button. Welcome back to the program, or welcome to the program in particular, WEBJ, 1240 AM in Brewton, Alabama. What's going on? Great to have you on the Armed American Radio Network. Let me introduce myself. I'm Mark Walters, and from now on, during this time slot, I will be filling your prescription for freedom. The Second Amendment is not debatable. Nope. On this program, we don't talk to the enemies of freedom. We talk about them because they get enough airtime. This time belongs to us, not them. And I have a fantastic guest with me here in the studio. You just heard him, Rob Pincus, one of the nation's most esteemed trainers. Rob, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here today.
Man, it's really good to be here. I'm sorry I missed you guys down at Lake Mary. I actually taught a course down there last weekend. I was teaching a course up here. That's why I was able to be in the studio, so it worked out. But I know you guys had a great time down there. Gander Mountain's a great sponsor for the PDN Tour and great partners, and sorry I missed the expo.
And we missed you down there, but it's fun. When you're not there, we get to talk about you too, and we did that. Your instructor, Derek, was down there, so you were represented.
Yes, we were. Yes, we
you were represented.
A bunch of guys
with
down
Kindred
there.
Spirit. So there's always a representation for the combat-focused shooting. And on the air with us right now, Alan Gottlieb, Armed American Radio's newest contributor. I love to say that, Rob. That's awesome. Alan, nobody does more, ladies and gentlemen, for your gun rights than the man you are about to hear. Wherever you live, I don't care where you are, Kenai Peninsula, you're listening in Alaska. This man is fighting for your freedoms while you're asleep. Toothpicks are under his eyes. Alan Gottlieb, welcome to the show, my friend. A pleasure, as always.
Good to be with you, and Rob, too, as well. Two of my favorite people.
I love it. Oh, you're flattering. Rob's turning red over
there. I'm honored.
Alan, we have so much to talk with you about. There's so much going on. I remember a few years ago, in fact, 5 years ago this month, somebody said to me, a lot of people said to me, can you talk about that for 3 hours a week? And I said, my gosh, we could talk about that for 3 hours a day every day.
And it becomes the fastest 3 hours of the week.
It is the fastest 3 hours. There's no question about it. Time flies by. So let's get right to it. First off, I opened up last week's show with my own little private eulogy, if you will, of a great man, an American patriot, Otis McDonald, who I had the privilege and honor to be able to meet and talk to in person. And he's somebody that I know you worked very, very closely with. I'd like to give you the microphone to tell America about Otis McDonald and what he means to everybody listening.
Well, aside from on the personal level, Otis is just a really great person. You know, he's done an awful lot for all of us, the Second Amendment rights, by putting his name and his neck out front on the famous case, McDonald versus Chicago, that we won at the United States Supreme Court and, of course, incorporated the Second Amendment through the 14th Amendment, making it applicable to all 50 states, in addition to knocking out the Chicago gun ban. But we all owe him a real debt of gratitude. And I've got this real special story. When I sat next to Otis in the courthouse in the Supreme Court when the ruling came down, and Otis, you know, he grew up in a poor area of Mississippi. His mother, with the last $16 or so when he was like, you know, 16, 18 years old, put him on a train to Chicago and said, go make your mother proud. But we're walking down the stairs of the United States Supreme Court after our amazing victory. And Otis stops me on the stairs and says, I just want to thank you, because without your help, I couldn't have made my mother proud. And I just burst into tears. I mean, it was like there's a real human side to the whole right to keep and bear arms, you know, battles that go on. And you know, getting to know Otis that way, and, I mean, it was very, very special. In fact, when Otis, he made two trips to the United States Supreme Court with us, one when the case was argued, and one, of course, when the decision came down. And the first trip, was the first time the man had ever been in the nation's capital. He didn't have a lot of wealth. He lived in a poor area of Chicago. He worked and clawed his way, to lots of jobs to be able to put his children into college and take care of his family. And it's just, a salt of the earth kind of guy. I mean, everybody sort of feels like he's their uncle when you get to know him. And coming down the stairs in that Supreme Court, when he said that to me, it was like, everything I've ever done working for the right to keep him in arms paled in insignificance compared to that one moment.
Yeah, it's a fascinating story. I as I said in my opening, I had the opportunity to meet him, and it was a real privilege and an honor. And I asked him, what was interesting, Alan, was I had met him in New York days before the decision came down on Monday the 28th in 2010 in June. And he agreed during that meeting to do an interview here on Armed American Radio. And it wound up being the final interview he gave to anyone the night before the decision came down. And that is very special to me. But I asked him in New York, how can we ever thank you for what you've done? And his response was, keep fighting. Keep fighting.
That's what he tell everybody. And so in his memory, we're all going to keep fighting. And in fact, this year, our National Gun Rights Policy Conference is back in Chicago. And we'll have a special memorial at that conference to recognize Otis McDonald's contribution to our Second Amendment rights.
I would tell you what, if you could, we have enough time in this segment. I think it's important. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about Otis McDonald, the man who took Chicago to the mat, basically. The case bears his name forevermore, McDonald versus the city of Chicago, which incorporated the Second Amendment to the states in that decision. It was a landmark victory, as Alan Gottlieb just said. The decision was rendered down to us June 28th in 2010. And Otis McDonald was... Well, I to say humble just doesn't, the humility, Alan, doesn't really do justice. That it just the fact that he would give so much. We played a clip from him last week when he said that it meant more to him, that what he did meant so much to so many people, and that was no longer about him.
Yeah, well, to be honest, it never was about him. It was first and foremost about his community, living in a high crime area in the inner city of Chicago, where people were denied the means to defend themselves. And he did this for his neighbors, his friends, his community, and it turned out to be for the nation as a whole when that giant decision. And probably of all the cases the Second Amendment Foundation has funded and taken to court, that's probably going to be the most significant one in our history.
Yeah, that was something else, and having an opportunity to meet him was very special. Let me ask you a question. How did you meet him? How did he come to you? How did that meeting come to place?
Well, that's a really great question you just asked, because the important part about this is how most of our cases come to us, most of our people come to us. It's grassroots activism and people at the local level that then contact and call us and say, hey, we need your help. And in the case of Otis, it was a lot of the people with Illinois Carry who brought him to our attention that he'd be willing to be a plaintiff, and he was just a perfect, perfect person. And, of course, we had Alan Gura, our noted Second Amendment attorney. He vets all our possible plaintiffs, and he met Otis and so-called vetted him and called me up and said, he is going to be the best plaintiff we will have for any case ever in the history of all our litigation.
A very prophetic statement from Alan Gura, wasn't it?
It turned out to be. It sure was. And getting to know Otis, and not just Otis, but his whole family. I mean, these are just really great people. And, I mean, they sacrifice so much for everybody else.
Yeah.
That there's no way we're ever going to let the memory of Otis McDonald fade away.
No, and ladies and gentlemen, Otis McDonald, of course, passed away on April 4th, just a few short days ago. And
I really feel bad because this Friday, this past Friday was his memorial service in Chicago, and unfortunately, because fighting the Keep Your Arms battles and things that were planned, I was not able to be there because I had to work on opposing an anti-gun ballot measure. But my wife Julianne and Alan Gura both represented us at the memorial service. And I understand it was really, really quite something.
Yeah.
And Otis's nephew, Fred, sort of led the ceremony. And, of course, like 80% plus of the people, in the inner city of Chicago at this memorial service were all African-American. And Fred told everybody, stand up and look around. See these white people that are here in the audience? They're here fighting for our rights and our freedom. And Julianne said to me, she almost just burst into tears. I mean, the camaraderie between everybody, it was really just a real civil rights struggle. And she said it's something that she'll never forget. It's imprinted in our forever.
Well, Alan, I can tell you this with certainty, particularly because I met the man and because I had an opportunity to get to know him on a personal level, that if anybody on this planet wouldn't have minded you being there because of what you were doing, fighting for what he stood for, it would be Otis who would have said, please, do what you need to do to keep this fight and this struggle up. And as I've said many, many times here on this program, nobody does it better than you, Alan Gottlieb, and the Second Amendment Foundation. When we come back, we'll talk about some current events and some things you need to know about that are going on right under your eyes. And if you're headline surfing or your eyes are in a telephone, you're missing it. Your freedoms are at stake. Armed American Radio continues right after this with Alan Gottlieb and Rob Pincus.
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
The Galco SC2 is the perfect concealed carry holster for all seasons. The SC2 is lightweight and comfortable with a snap-on design that allows the holster to attach and detach from your belt without removing the belt itself. Constructed of premium saddle leather, the SC2 utilizes a reinforced thumb brake strap for added retention. Check out the Galco SC2 for semi-automatics and double-action revolvers. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order, visit galcogunleather.com.
Ever wish you could find a concealed carry holster that allows wearing the clothing of your choice with absolutely no restrictions on body movements? A concealed carry holster that provides such deep concealment that no one will know you're carrying unless you tell them. The world-famous Smart Carry Holster does just that, while providing complete invisibility, total comfort, and freedom of movement, even when carrying a full-size handgun. Make your gun disappear in total comfort today. Visit smartcarry.com now.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com.
Car Arms introduces the new addition to their double-action micro-compact pistol line, the CW380, with a 2.5-inch barrel, an overall length under 5 inches, and standing under 4 inches tall. The CW380 weighs just 10.2 ounces, making it the perfect choice for lawful concealed carry. The micro-compact CW380 allows rapid-fire follow-up shots with little recoil and retails for under $420. The new CW380 from Car Arms. Carry one today.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com. This segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by G-Code Holsters. To carry your gun in a G-Code holster, visit tacticalholsters.com. Now, here's Mark Walters.
Welcome back. We got a little bit of Sammy Hagar in the background. Sean knows I like that song. He usually turns it up a little bit. Then it goes to 50,000 watts of power.
50,000 watts of power.
Right about there. Welcome back to the program from coast to coast. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. And I'm talking with Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation and the CCRKBA, the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. In the studio with me, I have great trainer Rob Pincus. Rob, how you doing today?
Doing great. It's been a great show so far. It's great to have Alan here. You know, he is definitely one of the hardest fighters we've got in this country, and he's got his kind of finger on the pulse of what's going on, too. So it's always good to hear what he's up to and what the latest fight that he's working on
is. Not just here, but international as well, too.
Absolutely.
And that makes a huge difference. The UN, we all know about the UN. Alan Gottlieb was in Switzerland on behalf of American gun owners, keeping tabs on the people who want to take away our rights, not just here in the United States, but around the world. Alan Gottlieb, a pleasure to have you back, my friend.
Always good to be with you. I really enjoyed this time on Armed American Radio. It's like my highlight of my weekend.
It goes too quick, though, doesn't it?
God, it really goes too quick. It's absolutely amazing. It's you talked about how when you started the show that you know, can you really do this 3 hours, you know, a week? When I first started defending gun rights, it was like, you know, can you really do this and over and over and over again, you know, day in, day out, year in, year out, without losing your mind? And, you know, I've been doing it for a lot of years, and quite frankly, it's been the most rewarding thing I ever could have done.
Well, it absolutely is. People have to understand, you know, this isn't – when we don't do the show daily, I can't be, I could pick a host, but I won't name names. I'll just – maybe like a Sean Hannity, who has the ability to open up the New York Times if he wants to be lazy that day, and there's his material for him. Okay? Now, I'm not saying he does that or anything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying he can. Or if he gets bored on a Friday, Alan, he can take phone calls all day. Okay? When we focus on this issue, the current events are changing every single day as we get closer and closer to showtime, and we need to be able to tie them all together to what's relevant today. You know, in the first hour, we had Sean Carana down at Florida Carry, and we followed that up with Scott Wilson of Connecticut Citizens Defense League. Both of these men are fighting horrendous battles right now. Florida trying to stop from becoming a Connecticut. Connecticut now trying to restore their rights, as you know so well about the fight in Illinois that culminated in the first permits finally going out 2 months ago in February. So this is a never-ending battle nationwide. What are you guys, where are your fingers now? You're everywhere.
Well, there's an awful lot going on, but first of all, I really want to take my hat off to all the grassroots leaders all across the country, two of which you just mentioned, because, you know, a couple of decades ago when I was involved in the gun rights battles, we did not have all these grassroots groups around the country, and it's making a big difference in why we're winning as many battles as we're winning, because with boots on the ground, with trained leadership, and the gun rights movement today has really matured to that point where we have, you know, our battalions out there all over the place, and it's really great to be able to see people at the local level influencing and protecting our rights. But what's going on right now is a couple things. One, you know, we're waiting any day now. We're here, in almost mid-April. Late next week, we could hear from the U.S. Supreme Court to see if they take our Drake case out of New Jersey on the right to carry and take it, you know, all the way to the Supreme Court in the next session. So we're on pins and needles waiting to hear that. Alan Gore just had a file for us, over the weekend, I guess, so they had first thing Monday morning. In our Edwards case in California on right to carry, where we struck down at the appeals court level in Ninth Circuit, Yolo County, how they do not let anybody basically get a permit to carry because nothing meets their good cause statute. Our brief we had to file, the state of California is now trying to intervene on that, which we found really interesting because, one, we noted the state when we filed the suit, and the state chose not to participate. And they have filed briefs in various concealed carry cases in California saying that, hey, you know, it's a state law, but we don't get to implement it. We don't get to choose who gets the permit. It's county sheriffs that get to do it. So don't bother us with this. You know, sue the county sheriffs, don't sue us. So we sued the county sheriffs, we won, and now the state thought, oh, we got to do something about this because our state law is going to bite the dust. So Alan Gordon did this really great brief to the Ninth Circuit because the state of California is trying to, one, intervene, and two, get the state to hear, I mean, the Ninth Circuit to hear the case in banc. And, of course, in Ninth Circuit, I hate to say this, but it's almost 3-1 number of judges that have been appointed by liberal Democrats versus conservative Republican presidents. And it's so stacked against us in the Ninth Circuit that if they hear it in banc, there's a very good chance that overturn our victory that we've got there. So we're fighting to try to make sure that the court doesn't hear that in banc. So that's going on the legal front in both those cases, in those places. And, you know, as you're aware now, the first permits have gone out in Illinois, and we're now seeing that Chicago has a record drop in violent crime thanks to people being armed and being able to carry firearms for their self-protection. And so I really feel great because there's now, you know, millions of people in the city of Illinois that have now become empowered. That's some of the stuff going on, you know, around the country here. And then there's coming up, you know, next month, a very important international gun rights conference in Taipei, Taiwan, that I'll be speaking at with a lot of gun rights leaders from all the, you know, Asian countries, where gun rights have not exactly, you know, been honored very well. And we're pushing back a whole lot in the Asian part of the world. And so I'm really kind of excited about that, too.
Wow, you have, when I said you got your fingers everywhere and your hands are full, man, you've got a full plate, no question about it. Let me talk briefly with you, or let me ask you. I want to hear more about New Jersey. I know how excited you are to get this in the Supreme Court. Tell us about the Drake case in New Jersey and what is so vital about it to all of us across the country and why it matters.
Well, it really matters because, one, we want the U.S. Supreme Court to put the stamp on the fact that the right to keep arms doesn't stop at your front door. And your right to carry, you know, a firearm for self-protection is a constitutional right. So it's really important for us, particularly in light of the state. In fact, we have a number of states. We have so-called may-issue laws, not shall-issue, you know, like New Jersey, like California, like New York, like Maryland, and you know, a few others. And it's very, very important to be able to make sure that people have that right to carry. In New Jersey, you have to be able to show a justifiable need, so to speak, and you got to be able to prove it to a police chief, you know, in your town to get the permit. And then you have to go to court and get a judge to sign off on it as well. And just the fact that, you know, self-defense is not considered a legitimate need. And so that, I mean, that just sticks in my throat, and we've just got to get rid of that. And now with the various circuit splits that have gone on between various appeals courts around the country, this case is really, really ripe for the U.S. Supreme Court to take. And it may be the last chance we get at a bite of the apple, so to speak, on getting the court to rule on the right to carry. And so it's really important, and I'm really sitting here praying that they take it and sitting on pins and needles right now.
Yeah, that's something, believe me, we're with you on that. That case needs to be heard. I think we have, the conditions are ripe for that to be heard with the split amongst the circuits. Your concern about the Ninth Circuit Court, also a concern of ours as well, that hearing that en banc, no question about that. Because tell us, we've got about 20 seconds. The three-judge panel that originally issued the rulings in our favor, two of the most conservative versus one of the most liberal, correct?
Yes. Now, you know, there was two cases heard the same day. One was known as Peruta, and one was known as Edwards. Edwards, the case Saf brought. And in our case, actually, it was a 3-0 ruling from the same panel because the judge that ruled with us that ruled against Peruta now felt bound to do so based on the Peruta decision. So I'm just really hoping that in fact, they don't overturn that at the en banc level.
I'm hoping it with you. Alan Gottlieb, thank you so much for joining us on the Armed American Radio Network. I think we'll be hearing from you again next week as well. Ladies and gentlemen, SAF.org, SAF.org, and join us. Toothpicks under your eyes. That's what it takes. I'm Mark Walters, back right after this with Rob Pincus.
You're at 23 Mabry,
huh? Yes. I told you on my last call. They're in my house. Where are you guys?
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com. armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.com. NRAHQ.org.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and lightweight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at WalterArms.com. Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, America's no-compromise gun lobby. Become a member today. Visit gunowners.org. Join them, folks. I did. Welcome back.
Welcome back, indeed. Great segment with Alan Gottlieb. I hope some of you understand, I hope you in particular understand how important the battle is. There are Americans, Some may be your neighbors, depending on where you live, who are fighting desperately to take away your right to keep and bear arms. I mean desperately, pouring millions, tens of millions of dollars into that effort.
Mm-hmm.
Sean in Dallas at the network, you're aware of that? You're saying, mm-hmm, in my ear.
Oh, absolutely.
You know that to be the case.
Yes.
We talk about it every week here on the show. And when you have men like Alan Gottlieb who are so dedicated that they've made it their life's work, it's fascinating to meet and talk to people like that. Now, he mentioned the Gun Rights Policy Conference that will occur sometime in the fall, early September, more than likely. And it's going to be back in Chicago again. Rob Pincus joins me in the studio. Rob, it's always fun to go to the Gun Rights Policy Conference and get all the media attention that it does in a city like Chicago. But the dynamic, I guess, has now changed in Chicago because now they're issuing permits throughout the state of Illinois. 3 years ago when that conference was in Chicago, it was a desperate fight. We were nowhere near where we are today.
Yeah, I mean, I think back to the last time that SHOT Show was in Atlanta, and everyone was walking around with stickers to attach to their receipts or the cash they were paying. It said, you know, this is money from responsible gun owners during a time when gun ownership here in Atlanta was under attack, as so many places in the 90s, much like it is today. And now you're going back in a celebratory action this fall, which is great.
Yeah, it is going to be an awful lot of fun. All right, let's get over to you. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking with Rob Pincus. Rob Pincus is the founder of ICE Training and the the creator. We'll call you the creator of the combat focus shooting. And is that a good word? You're looking at me funny.
It's a team at this point. We've got so many instructors all over the place, and you know, the observations that led to the original ideas and the origin stories out there on the blog somewhere about how CFS started. But the reality is, it's our team now. We've got over 100 people that have been certified to teach that over the last decade, and about 45, something like that, active instructors all over the U.S., and a lot of them out teaching this weekend. They were, you know, as you said, you were down in Lake Mary with Derek Poole, who actually works as a coordinator for the company with all of our outside instructors. And there's just so many people out there now. The Gander Mountain Academy staff was probably 20 guys that have been through the instructor development program through Gander Mountain Academy alone. So it really is a team.
Yeah, and those guys are now incorporating your techniques into the Gander Mountain training, which is also fantastic. I've taken your combat focus shooting class. It's intense, and it's something that, ladies and gentlemen, if you have an opportunity to take it, first of all, where can people find it?
ICETraining.us has the complete schedule, and combatfocusshooting.com has the schedule for all the active instructors, and I'm on there as well.
Okay, now let's talk about schedules. That was a great segue. You probably didn't even know it happened the way it just did, but it was perfect, because that's my next question, and that is your training tour right now.
Yeah, we're in the Personal Defense Network training tour. This is now the third week, so I've been in South Carolina, several places in Florida, and now I've done a couple classes here in Georgia, and I'm off to North Carolina tomorrow. And actually, the reason I was making that face when you said creative, I don't think of myself as creative. You know, I think of myself as maybe observant and sometimes articulate when I get the right words in order. I guess what articulate means. But creative, we have obviously here in the studio one of the most creative guys in artwork today, and in an art form that while I've appreciated for a couple of decades, and I know you appreciate, has gotten incredibly popular in our culture. And Brandon Bond is here, and if anyone who follows tattooing, anybody who has anything about that industry and that business, will recognize his name. And he's headquartered right here at All or Nothing Tattoo Studio in Smyrna, where familiar to a lot of gun owners because of Glock, of course. And I've been over to his shop, but what we want to talk about today is he has been over here training in the Combat Focus Carbine program. So he was actually in the class today. He's a gun enthusiast, as anyone and if his fans and followers know. Diehard Second Amendment guy, and I think it's great that he was able to join us in the studio today so he can actually talk a little bit about, if you would, Brandon, your kind of thought on Second Amendment rights and what your experience today in the class.
Yeah, Brandon, welcome to the studio, the Armed American Radio Studio. It's great to have you here.
Thank you. This is awesome.
I'm a fan of your work, okay?
Right on.
And I've actually been in your shop. I walked in and I said, "Hey, is Brandon Bond in here? I want to get a Brandon Bond tattoo." And everybody looked at me funny, and then I got thrown out. But that was a long time ago. Maybe that won't happen now. But it's a pleasure to have you here. And as far as the combat focus shooting class, as I said, I've taken the class myself.
Extraordinary.
It is outstanding. Yeah. Now, you did some work with the AR-15s today.
Yes.
That's a lot of work, isn't it?
Oh, it is. I'm an AK guy through and through, you know. And by the way, first, thanks for having me on. This is awesome.
Oh, absolutely. You're welcome
in
the studio
as well. And the class was fully AR, and, you know, I own ARs. I love ARs. It wouldn't be my go-to choice in a home defense situation, but I learned an immense amount of stuff today, and we put a lot of rifles through a lot of trauma today.
How many people were in the class with you today?
Eight total, I think.
Okay. Rob, is that standard for a class that size in an AR? I mean, what do you like to focus the class at as far as class size?
Yeah, you know, I max my classes out at 12. I like to keep classes really small. We do occasionally go over that, but it's usually with adjunct instructors or assistant instructors out there as well who are usually fully certified to teach the course on their own. This class came together kind of at the last minute. We've got some guys who recently took a combat-focused shooting course with one of our instructors, mm-hmm. Matt DeVito, with Downrange Firearms Training. And those guys had trained with me and Derek Poole in the past, and a couple other instructors I think were around, maybe Evan Carson up in Virginia. And they wanted to host an advanced course, and we had the opportunity to use a private range in right outside of Atlanta in Marietta. Mm-hmm. And Brandon and some of his guys from the studio came over, and some of these guys and landowners and their friends. And we just put together a little, you know, an afternoon of combat-focused carbine, and it was a great class, and it was awesome. A great time. And I, like I said, Brandon... I've known his name for a long time, gotten to know him here recently, and his passion for the Second Amendment is only surpassed probably for his passion by his passion for art. And his son's named Remington, if that gives you...
Actually, yeah, I was going to say, if I had to choose between a tattoo machine and a gun, I'd pick a gun any day of the week.
That's awesome.
My son's not named after an artist.
Yeah.
My son's named after
that's
a gun
fantastic.
Company.
I love that. Yeah, and I've been a big fan of your work, too. And ladies and gentlemen, first of all, where can people go see your work? Give us a website.
Yes, allornothingtattoo.com. It's easy. Just type in all or nothing.
You've been on the cover. You've been on the cover of virtually every tattoo mm-hmm. magazine there is on planet Earth. And the only person I can think of, and I have to say this, I'm quite proud of this now, having met you, mm-hmm. but that is Lyle Tuttle.
Oh, yeah. Lyle's a good friend of mine.
And yeah, Lyle has been tattooing some of the biggest names in rock and roll history for many years.
Way back, yeah.
He pioneered specific techniques and work, didn't he?
He did. Back in the day, you know, Lyle's name, he's a controversial figure, mm-hmm. but, you know, most people that go down in history are.
Right, yeah.
And Lyle is one of those guys, you know. People either love him or hate him. I love him. So.
Yeah, I happen to be at Doc Dog's Las Vegas tattoo shop down in Tampa, Florida.
Yeah.
I've gotten some work done myself there. And Lyle Tuttle walked in with Doc Doug, so that was kind of neat to be able to talk to him. And they happened to be fans of the radio program, and his son was doing some touch-up work on me. And I got a great picture with Lyle Tuttle, and I just found out, didn't realize this, but just found out reading Paul Stanley's book from Kiss that he was the one that gave Paul Stanley the rose tattoo up on his shoulder. Yeah. So, to have the opportunity to meet both you guys, because I'm a fan of your work, is great stuff. Now, as far as...
A lot of guns in tattooing, you know. Lyle's not the only one. A lot of it. It's a huge amount of very strong Second Amendment supporters.
Well, you got Sean back there laughing. Sean, why are you laughing in the background? That's a true statement.
I know this.
Yeah.
All right, I noticed we have a caller on line one. Sean, you took this call, so I know the call is important. Can you... let's go to John. John, where are you calling from? And welcome to the Armed American Radio Network.
Yeah, hi. I'm calling from northeastern Pennsylvania. And good evening to all.
Well, thank you for joining us. What's your question, John?
Well, I have new weapons that I carry on a daily basis. A SIG 40 Smith & Wesson and a Smith & Wesson 1911. And... it seems that when I have a bullet chambered in either, I get bullet slip. The bullet slips back into the cartridge.
Hey, John, I need you to do me a favor. I want to apologize for the time on the clock up there. Stick with us for just a second. We're going to grab your question from Sean over the break. I hate to cut you off. We'll be right back here in the studio with Brandon Bond and Rich. I just called you Rich. Rob. with Rob Pincus. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.com.
NRAHQ.org.
Old Faithful holsters, designed to be as reliable as their Yellowstone National Park namesake. Made from the highest quality American leather and ultra-strong kydex, we use only the most durable materials available and put our 50-year warranty where our mouth is. Have a gun you'd love to carry but can't find a holster? Purchase one of our holster kits and build it yourself. To purchase a fully assembled holster for your carry gun or to build one yourself, visit oldfaithfulholsters.com now.
The Magnum Research Baby Desert Eagle family of handguns. Excellent handgun protection with plenty of firepower. With a crisp double-action, single-action trigger pull. And available in 9mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, and 45 ACP. The Baby Desert Eagle handgun line comes in several barrel lengths. And your pick of steel or polymer frame. All models come with slide-mounted decocking safety, upgraded fixed combat sights, and several models feature tactical rails. Visit MagnumResearch.com or your local dealer today.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and light weight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at WaltherArms.com.
Crossbreed Holsters is proud to offer an addition to our already outstanding belt selection. Introducing the Instructor's Belt. Offering the same quality as our original gun belts and dress belts, the Crossbreed Instructor's Belt offers a clean, buckle-less design intended for a sharp and professional appearance. Sturdy, but not stiff. The Instructor Belt provides even weight distribution of your gun and gear and looks as great out on the town as it does on the range. Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant. Often imitated, but never duplicated, the Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
As we all know, the Second Amendment is under attack. It's 2014, that's right, election year. And as a gun owner, I like to keep up with all the political news surrounding the Second Amendment. And the way I do that, IRFnews.com. IRFnews.com is a new concept in news gathering. One place, one stop, see what they're talking about, see what's going on, and protect the Second Amendment. Quite simple, IRFnews.com. And remember, the Second Amendment is not debatable.
Hear previous broadcasts of Armed American Radio and join the blog discussion at armedamericanradio.com or on Facebook at Armed American Radio. Here again, Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters here in the Crossbreed Holster Studios, filling your prescription for freedom. Joining me in the studio is Rob Pincus, esteemed trainer, good friend of mine, and a good friend of mine means he's a good friend of yours because it's a big, giant family. Rob, welcome back.
I am glad to be back, and I apologize to John. I know he wanted to get that question out, and I'm glad that Sean was able to take that off air and ask us what he wanted to know, and sorry for having to cut him off. Hopefully John's still listening. The answer is, you know, I carry Winchester Defender rounds in just about everything that I carry because it works really, really well. If they make a round in that caliber, in that brand, that's what I carry, and I've carried Winchester since my first Bursa 383 DA with Winchester silver tips. The reality is the trick is to find a modern bonded hollow point that works well in your gun. If it doesn't cycle in your gun, doesn't matter what Rob Pincus carries or anybody else carries, it's got to run in your gun. I think you'll probably have good luck with the PDX.
The PDX is a great round. I carry it in a number of my firearms as well, too. I want to thank John for calling in for his question. I apologize for the timing as we were coming back from the break. I thought that call was for Brandon, and it wound up being a training call that we were going to take later on in the segment. So I do apologize for that, but we got an answer from it, and I do appreciate it, Rob. Brandon Bond, I want people to understand. Listeners need to know who we're talking to here. I don't think people quite know who we're talking to here.
Right on.
You, very esteemed tattoo artist.
Long time been tattooing.
Long time been tattooing. As I said, I've seen, watched a lot of your, seen a lot of your stuff, read a lot of your stuff in magazines and so forth. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to some of the names that we're talking about here who you've put some artwork on. Go ahead.
Well, here in Atlanta, we do all the Braves. I do a lot of baseball guys. Ryan Howard's one of my favorite clients, Subway commercial guy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Floyd Mayweather, 50 Cent, Nas. We tattoo a lot. My guys at the studio tattoo a lot of people, too. Mm-hmm. The bands come through. I don't even know they're there. And I'm like, man, they were just here.
And I
didn't even get to get a picture with him. And seriously, the wrestler guy, Chris Jericho.
Yeah, you want to put those guys up on the shop walls.
Yeah, so, yeah.
At least at home.
He's getting his sleeve done. And, I didn't even get to shake his hand. So people are coming in and out of that studio constantly. It's cool. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, that's what a great reputation does. When you do good work, you attract a following like that. So congratulations to you. And it's great to see. Rob wants to tie this in, too, because a lot of stereotypes, Rob, gun owners face a lot of stereotypes, don't we?
Oh, constantly.
Let me just come out and say it. Sean, you'll agree with me. I know you will. And that's the old white guy, the old aging white gun owner guy, that redneck gun owner guy.
Yep.
Educate us, Rob.
I think when you say that Brandon is kind of a redneck.
Hey, no, I didn't.
Proudly, right? But I think the problem is sometimes we are our own worst enemy, because we not only is that stereotype thrust upon us by the anti-gunners sometimes, that characterization, that myth, but also sometimes people in our own community are very resistant to saying that someone, you know, you mentioned a couple rappers there. You know, I mean, remember last year when I did something with a celebrity that isn't very big or well-liked, you know, one of those personality reality TV show celebrities. She wanted some training. Some photos got out on the internet with some training with her, and we got bashed for providing safe, responsible firearms training to somebody who gun owners think is a liberal Hollywood elitist reality TV show star. Well, maybe there's somebody out there who thinks tattoos aren't for them. That doesn't mean that. I mean, we've got, you know, Jeff Varner, Mike Santola, and we've got a lot of guys in the CFS community who are strong. You were just with Mike Santola down at Gander Mountain.
I have to mention his tattoo. To Mike Santola.
What's up, Mike?
I have to give I love this. His latest tattoo on his finger. Okay, this is great. Pew, pew, pew.
Pew, pew, pew on his trigger
finger. He has tattooed on his trigger fingers. Yeah, you got to love that.
And so I'm always...
Lots of people on the range, men and women alike, have tattoos.
Well, tattoos or whatever your lifestyles, not everyone is a socially conservative, southern, rural living white person who owns guns. And they certainly aren't in my classes. That stereotype is broken every day. And it was continued to not be the truth or the stereotype in the class that we had today. And it's every class. And I think it's great that Brandon is very outspoken about his gun rights in what is generally seen as a liberal, maybe leaning towards the, gee, why do you need so many guns type community. And he's very outspoken. And
I get it all the time, too. And in gun stores, even. Like, and you know, I'm an established taxpaying American. You know, I vote. I love America more than most people. And I encounter it personally on a daily basis. We're right up the road from Glock. Glock treats us great because we're all good friends.
You ever done a tattoo for anybody that works at Glock?
Almost everyone there. They all come down.
You know, the point that we're making here, ladies and gentlemen, is that gun owners and people who are concerned about self-defense and patriotic Americans come from all walks of life, don't they?
Yes, yes.
It's not that anti-gun, stereotypical, old, aging, fat, white guy that they like to portray. You know, the best way to say this, Robin, man knows you can do it, and that is to point out the fact when you go to the NRA convention, for example, the anti-gun establishment media and the mainstream media portrays that convention as just that. Mm-hmm. There are mothers, fathers, daughters, actors, actresses, politicians, doctors, lawyers, Indian chiefs.
Tattoo artists.
of all walks of life at these conventions, and it's important. I'm glad you brought that up, and I'm glad you're here to talk about it.
No, I think it's really important. And, you know, it has nothing to do with whether Rob thinks I'm a redneck or not. The bottom line is I'm an American, and I have a right. And you know, Freeman.
Redneck is uniquely American.
Mark,
yes,
wear that with a badge.
I am a patriot, and I'm a Southern patriot, and there is something different about that.
But
the truth is I don't have to ask permission. I'm born with it. I'm an American, and it doesn't matter what color my skin is.
Wow.
I happen to have more color than most.
And great tattoos, a great artist, a great reputation, a great shop, an American entrepreneur.
Yes, sir.
And a gun owner.
Small business.
And a gun owner.
Yes, sir.
And a small business that's known worldwide because of the excellence of your work.
Hey, Mark.
Yes, sir.
And he spent all day today shooting AR-15s with Rob Pincus and learning. I know you learned
beating
a lot.
Up.
Yeah, I know you learned a lot. Sean, you have a question. Go ahead.
Yes, I stand with him. I'm a black redneck, so it's all good.
Black neck.
What's up, dog? No, I do the NASCAR, and I own guns, and I eat Southern food, and it's all good.
And it is all good. It's fantastic.
Yes,
well, I'll tell you what, Brandon, I can't thank you enough for being here. It's been a real pleasure meeting you. I'm glad you were able to make it. When I found out you were working with Rob today, He'll tell you this. I shot over text. See if Brandon can come into the studio.
Yeah, no.
So
I'm really
glad to have you here.
This
really,
awesome,
really
man.
Fun. And we had a nice dinner before we got in and everything else.
Yeah, come on down and get tattooed, bro.
You said that on national radio. I have it recorded here. I will do that.
And wear a gun. You know,
yeah.
We protect our people.
Will you give me a gun tattoo?
Yes, I
see,
definitely
there
will.
There you go.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Brandon Bond, one of the greatest tattoo artists in the world. Look him up at BrandonBond.com mm-hmm. and at AllOrNothingTattoo.com.
Yes, sir.
And you will see some incredible artwork from a patriotic, gun-loving American. And if you're in the area, you can stop by the shop. You're down on 41 in Smyrna, right?
We're on South Cobb and Windy Hill. Yeah,
and Windy Hill. I said 41 in Smyrna, South Cobb and Windy Hill. It's all the same thing.
Just
it's
outside Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of traffic, so make sure you make sure you plan your drive.
We're on tattoo right guy hours, bro. It's cool.
Tattoo guy
we don't do anything at 9 in the morning.
Rob,
we sleep.
Sean, how are we doing on time, my friend?
We're right at 1 minute and 20 seconds.
Oh, I hear the music. Yes, okay. Yes, now I follow you, what you're saying. Oh. One of the funnest segments in armed American radio history. Brandon, thanks for being here. Rob Pincus, you're going to come back with us, and you're going to stick in the studio with us, too. We might even mic you back up again.
Awesome.
David Kodria is coming up in the next hour on the program, and we're going to hear about Tennessee. Tennessee, believe it or not, we're going to hear from a gun rights examiner in Tennessee who's going to talk to us about open carry passing one of the state houses over there now. Some big changes coming to Tennessee, hopefully. Constitutional carry. I'm Mark Walters. Carry on, carry often. Carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club or a great tattoo from All or Nothing Tattoos. Armed American Radio continues right after this. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
Here I come again now, baby.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com. armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.com. NRAHQ.org.